of the notification of the court within 72 hours. What is the purpose of that?
You notice that on page 3, one of the options if the minor is not discharged is to hold the minor until a court order under AS 4737 has been issued. And I assume...
I believe 3700 is the
And I assume that 705 and 715 are implementations of that. But the difference is, actually, in the whole treatment is that if a voluntary commitment, if a guardian signs with a minor, somebody else signs, that's the whole difference.
That's one of the major differences, yes. That came up in the past as well. But this isn't voluntary on the part of a minor. Someone else has signed, has committed.
Voluntary commitment. The only time that you go to 473700 is if the parent refuses to sign. So it is different treatment. I'm not sure that I agree with different treatment. It's just that I think the differences throughout.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just a better question than the way to phrase the question is to say, what is the purpose in the bill and in the law for the court's protection for adults? I think if that question is answered by saying that the purpose of the court's oversight is to speak to the issue of the protection of a constitutional right, then it seems to us the issue isn't any different for children. You know, the need for the court. That spoke to, we thought was spoken to, or I thought was spoken to in both sections 8 and 9. For instance, when on page 5, when anyone who is committed is to be notified orally and in writing of the rights under this section in language understood by the respondent, children also deserve such an explanation in language they can understand. Not just adults or someone of Alaska Native descent or Korean descent or whatever. It seemed to me that children need that as well. Also on page 5 is another place I marked, starting at about line 17 and 18, the provision of the court hearing to be set for not later than the end of the 72-hour period to determine whether there is cause for detention. It seemed to us that same kind of hearing ought to determine whether there's cause for detention of a minor. Not just an adult. Well, and perhaps they do, Senator Josephson, with the way this bill is written, but in past hearings, they have not. And we've asked that question and been told, no, they do not, that they are not there and meant to apply to minors. So that's my major point. I'll speak very briefly to the issue of inclusion of social work as a mental health profession in the last section, although I would simply have to give you a couple of impressions and say that I'll attempt to ask the board of the Alaska chapter of the National Association of Social Workers to try to get you some language or to take some position with that. I just thought it was ironic that the clinical psychologists referred to the fact that their law is a generic law and speaks to psychologists, not to clinical, and yet they turn around and ask for that kind of differentiation for social workers and nurses. And indeed, there are, and then the licensing law for psychology is a generic law. It does not speak to just clinical psychologists. And I believe Jim Parsons recommended perhaps language that said a psychologist licensed by the state and with specific training in clinical psychology. The same consideration might be given to language for social workers. I would like to correct an impression that was left with the committee regarding the grandfathering clause for the social work licensing bill, Senator Josephson, which you've introduced and which is before your committee. The grandfathering language and amendments that were proposed by the National Association of Social Work chapter only spoke to the baccalaureate level of social work. They did not speak to, and individuals will not be grandfathered at the master's level of social work with training in any other field. Anyone who is grandfathered, even if they have, let's say, a PhD in vocational rehabilitation, and they wish to call themselves a social worker and be licensed under the social work law, could at the maximum only be licensed as a baccalaureate level social work. That is the only level to which the grandfathering amendments refer. So that an erroneous comment I believe was made earlier that spoke to the fact that the grandfathering provisions are going to let anybody be licensed as a master's level social worker. That is not true. That is not the content of the grandfathering language that was proposed. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for another hearing.
Did you wish to say anything? Did you wish to say anything?
No, you heard it all.
Without objection, then we will close the hearing at this time. Thank you very much.